This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live, taking your calls about whatever you would like to discuss. We've got stuff that we want to discuss, but your calls come first. You just dial in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And, of course, as the night goes on, we keep finding other things we want to talk about. I know, Derek J., you've got a story about the troops being sent to the border, or some troops, a drunk guy masquerading as a TSA agent, Denver police harassing somebody. I forget what that was for. I didn't take complete notes, but we've all got all kinds of stuff on the table here tonight. Your calls, of course, come first here. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE, plus the TSA, they're increasing their rates. So now you're going to get twice the service that you've ever gotten before.
Twice the groping.
That's right.
Half the water.
Brian is in New Hampshire, though. We were talking about Washington, D.C., going through decriminalization of cannabis, and most notable about this news is that the president or Congress did not stop it, and they could have. They could have made a move to put a stop to this, and they would have crushed it dead, but they didn't. And now if you get caught by D.C. police with cannabis, it's a $25 fine. Now, Brian, you had called in to talk about, like, you seem to kind of get the idea of decriminalization, but at the same time you feel uncomfortable with it. I don't want to put words in your mouth, so can you kind of recap your where you were coming from for our listeners that are just tuning in?
Sure, and thanks for pulling me over. I don't think I've ever gone through this before. So anyway, my thesis, I guess, is that from a liberty point of view, I think all drugs should be legal. And by the way, I mean even prescription drugs. We kind of talked about that with about Oxy. From a strict, like, libertarian liberty point of view, I'm somewhere between a Republican and a libertarian. But anyway, so from a philosophical point of view, I think that all drugs should be legal. But from a practical point of view, I think that there are so many people zonked out on so much crap nowadays. Look at Obama getting voted in. I mean, if that's not evidence of, well, that's evidence of people getting free stuff. But I don't think the drugs necessarily help society in a large way. And of course, you mentioned alcohol. Alcohol, of course, is legal. They tried prohibition. It didn't work. We have the 21st Amendment. So
let me recap what you just said there. My understanding of what you said is that you agree with legalization. You support legalization, but yet you have some trepidation around the idea of people using drugs in general, whether they're legal or illegal.
I think that our society is so bleeped at this point that I am very uncomfortable with the idea of legalization wholly of drugs. When it comes to marijuana specifically, am I that worried about marijuana if it's legalized that society is going to become much more violent or something like that? No. But what does concern me is that there we have stupid people. Let me hit the reset button. Stupid people are what's ruining this country. People who already don't pay enough attention. People are already zonked out on all sorts of crap out there. And it's stupid people who are electing people that like we have right now.
Let me try to restate then, Brian. So you understand that in dealing with human beings that prohibitions tend not to work. And so you are going to try to minimize the prohibitions you're going to advocate for. However, you wish that people didn't act like people and acted instead like you wish they acted, right?
I mean, well, who doesn't?
Right. Really? Now, I'd like to point out a very large swath of the world where they don't use alcohol, and you probably don't think they're so awesome either.
Where
right?
Is that?
The Islamic countries. Oh. there's very little. There's very little alcohol consumed in Islamic countries.
I bet there's some consumed secretly.
I'll bet there is too.
What about in Dubai?
Or what about going the other way?
You can
and looking
find a
at
place
Portugal.
Where people consume alcohol. There's no doubt about it. But if you start looking at human beings and cutting them up, say, based on you know, regions and stuff like that, you're going to find alcohol consumed by the fewest amount of people in those regions.
Well, wait, now, Derek, what were you going to say about Portugal? We don't have to guess about what would happen in the U.S. if drugs were suddenly to become legal, because we have the example of Portugal, where 14 years ago now, drug law was put in place in the year 2000, and all drugs became effectively legal in July 2001.
Small amounts of all drugs, if I'm recalling correctly.
I don't know the details of it, but yeah.
I believe it's like personal possession level.
Well, it's still the most radical freedom-based drug policy in the world. And they've seen harm reduction all across the board. The rates of HIV have decreased 17%. There have been other observations.
Wow. Addicts themselves have gone down dramatically, and that's not because they've been dying off from overdosing. That's because
kids
they haven't been
drugs
afraid
down to.
They haven't been afraid to get the help that they need, because when drugs are prohibited, addicts are very frequently frightened of going to get help because they think that they might end up in jail as a result of that. But people have been getting the help that they need, and so addiction is down 40 or 50% over a decade in Portugal.
Not only that, but Brian may be surprised to learn that there's been a reduction in the number of drug-related deaths, which you might expect would be the opposite. If drugs are suddenly legal, whoa, people are going to go crazy. They're going to have all kinds of drugs all the time. They're going to get in accidents. Mm-hmm. But actually, there are fewer drug-related deaths in Portugal now that they are legal. And the reported lifetime use of all illicit drugs increased from 8% to 12%, but lifetime use of cannabis increased. Well, okay, so I guess people end up using more drugs when they become legal, but things are okay. Things are still safe.
What about an Amsterdam or whatever? Do they have legalization of all drugs, or is it just of marijuana?
Most of Europe is decriminalized compared to the United States, but Amsterdam is certainly more decriminalized. They have clean needle programs and things like that.
They also are relatively tolerant towards psychedelic mushrooms in Amsterdam, as well as semi-legalization status of cannabis there, that I had heard.
So from a philosophical point of view, then how do you guys feel about the idea of making – I've only listened to the show for a short time on and off for a couple months or so, but how would you describe your positions on drug legalization legalization of all drugs vis-a-vis a libertarian point of view, and then saying, well, some drugs are okay to have legalized and others are not?
Well, yeah, I don't think that there should be a pick and choose. I think all drugs should be completely legalized, and I think that also includes the prescription drugs, as you had mentioned previously. All drugs should be available to anybody who wants to buy them, to anyone who's willing to sell them, or from anyone who's willing to sell them to those willing buyers. But, Derek, you had a
just a small distinction that legalized sometimes implies that there would be legislation to support that. What I would propose is that the DEA be abolished, that there be no drug enforcement, and that the whole idea is just abandoned completely.
Yeah, I agree with that. This discussion has been had for years on this program, and I don't think it's ever really been nailed down. There's a constant disagreement over what legalize versus decriminalize means. Some argue that legalize means that there's some sort of legal structure to regulate, which I certainly don't support. But I would take it over prohibition, for sure, in a heartbeat, any day. Anything that stops people from going to jail for having drugs, I support those changes. But there's also decriminalization. Of course, there's different levels of decriminalization. There's partial decriminalization, and then there's full-on. I prefer the idea of full decriminalization, which is, you know, wiping out all criminal codes having anything to do whatsoever with possession or manufacturing of drugs. But you know what? I'm glad that you asked the question about philosophical, you know, on this, Brian, because I think that's where I wanted to go next with this discussion. Is it's fine to point to the statistics, and there's plenty of interesting statistics and studies about legalizing or decriminalizing drugs and the legal experiments going on around the world, looking at the actual numbers and the results. That's persuasive to a lot of people. But to me, I think that, you know, and I was having this conversation with Cody O'Connor on his show Off the Air Live over the weekend, where he was talking about some of the psychedelic drug experiences that he's had. He's tried MDMA recently, as a matter of fact. And, you know, I said if the whole world took MDMA, war would probably end that single day.
Yep.
Now, the whole world's not going to take MDMA. But, you know, I think that there's a lot of really good things about some of these scary drugs out there that could bring some benefits to society. So it's not all a bad thing. Brian, thanks for the call. There's more coming up. We'll continue the discussion in moments.
This is Mark Edge of Free Talk Live, and I've got something awesome to share with you. I've recently joined Liberty.me. It's an online city devoted to people who love liberty. Break free of the flame wars and bridge-dwelling denizens of Facebook. You deserve better. You deserve a friendly, ad-free social network where you can chat 24 hours a day with like-minded souls around the world. Attend live interactive classes with experts on economics, finance, politics, and money. Access a vast library of books and discuss them with your reading group. Better your life with exclusive self-help. Help guides on investing, self-defense, homeschooling, security, healthcare, saving money, and starting a business. Become a libertarian luminary yourself and get paid in the process by publishing your works on Liberty.me. Get tipped via PayPal and Bitcoin.
The first step towards freedom is to invest in yourself. Start your free 30-day trial now at Liberty.me.
I love being a member of Liberty.me, and I think you will too. The first month is free. Sign up and say hello.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk
Live, and you can bring up anything that you'd like, toll free at 855-450-FREE, and join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features on the site. They are all free for you, including a free pound of coffee.
Delicious coffee. Buzzbox coffee. It's shade grown, 100% organic, and top 1% grade Arabica beans. You're not going to taste better coffee than Buzzbox coffee.
This is what you drink at home.
Indeed it is. You know, I didn't drink coffee that was this good until we had made the arrangement with Buzzbox. And I've got to say, you know, I mean, maybe if you're buying store brand coffee or whatever, you don't understand the health implications, and that's fine. Or maybe you don't believe there's going to be health implications. That's fine. But what you can't deny about Buzzbox Coffee is that it's helping people. That the way they have their business model designed is that they can, that poor people around the country, around, you know, the countries where they produce coffee can get in and be part of their coffee co-op and make a life for themselves. And that organizations like Free Talk Live are able to partner with Buzzbox and offer microloans to poor people around the world that have nothing to do with the coffee industry. Buzzbox gives sort of the double punch, the 1-2 punch against foreign poverty. And that's the reason I really love the company. They are truly about helping people. Their coffee is priced commensurately with other high-end coffees. So please, give it a taste. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. You sign up for a subscription program there. You can cancel at any time. Meaning, you get your pound of coffee, you're done. It's fine. But go try it. It's worth a try at coffee.freetalklive.com. You cover the shipping, you'll get a free pound. Cancel the subscription anytime. coffee.freetalklive.com.
All right. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Still coming up, the drunk guy masquerading as a TSA agent. Troops sent to the border. Uber and Lyft under fire. So much to discuss. Your calls, of course, come first if you make them at 855-450-FREE or Skype into the show, username lrn.fm. I was on with Cody O'Connor on Off the Air Live, which is a Saturday late night show on lrn.fm. He's also on Thursday nights as well. But anyway, it's been interesting listening to him with his program. It's kind of this uncensored show for listeners that aren't aware of it. And something you'll never hear broadcast on the radio, but you can certainly hear on LRN.fm. It's kind of a very adult show. And one of the things he was discussing, beyond just, you know, cursing like he normally does, is his drug use and his, you know, kind of journey, his spiritual journey that he's also been on at the same time. And there's different levels of use of drugs, right? So there's users, and there's abusers of drugs. There are people who can responsibly handle their use of drugs. They can do it on the weekend or when they've got a day off, or, you know, they're not using irresponsibly. It's not getting in the way of their work. It's not getting in the way of their responsibilities in life. And then there are abusers who the drugs, you know, they've allowed the drugs to rule their life.
The drug comes first.
Yeah.
And their life comes second.
Above even their children. I mean, the drug comes first. So, and of course, you can see this with alcoholics. The alcoholic is an abuser versus people who might drink during a football game on a weekend, and that's all. Or, you know, a light amount of drinking every night compared to hard drinking every single night. So there's, you know, there's a range. And I think that one of the things with people who support prohibition is whenever they think of a drug user, they automatically think of that person is a depraved individual who is using and abusing drugs, and he will or she will do anything they need to do to get the drugs. And, you know, there's just depraved debauchery and, you know, all
those people exist.
Those people do exist. Yes, they do. I know those people exist. But they exist today in the prohibition world. And they would probably exist in a non-prohibited world.
Well, let's point out something about that that's very important. In this prohibition world, what they do is that the drug laws create an artificial scarcity of drugs, driving up the price, you know, in a staggering amount. I mean, you know, you're talking about only people willing to go to prison for 10 years are in the drug business, doing business with these drug abusers. So therefore, prices are significantly higher, 10 times, maybe 100 times higher than they would be otherwise once a market levels out.
Yes.
But what that does is then, you know, the people that need the crank or the crack or the whatever it is that they desperately need, because usually these people aren't, you know, they're not smoking cigarettes, drinking alcohol, or smoking weed. These people are, you know, they're on the high-end drugs, the really dangerous stuff. Well, those people, they have to break in houses, and there's stories all over, you know, they're slitting throats, taking wallets, killing people's pets, I mean, doing a variety of things. My family, where nobody does drugs like that, I mean, you know, I drink wine, but where nobody does that, well, we're in danger every single day from your drug addicts created by your drug war.
If prohibition were ended, then the prices of drugs would go down, as you've pointed out, and so all those addicts, would be able to just sit around and get high, rather than sit around, get high, and then go run out and, you know, knock over a convenience store or hold somebody at gunpoint or knife point to try to get more money for drugs.
And most importantly, they'd be able to have the drug of their choice, which is usually the one that causes the least harm. I know a lot of people who, you know, want to get high, will turn to something that's more available, like heroin, and that's much worse to get hooked on if you're just looking for a high. There's nothing good about heroin. So these people end up doing harder drugs than they would otherwise because of the prohibition.
So true, and of course, prohibition makes drugs more impure, more likely to be not what they're advertised as, more likely to be taken in dangerous ways because they don't come with usage instructions or anything like that. So there's all kinds of harm reduction reasons to end prohibition. Like all of the statistics, the harm reduction, all everything's in the corner of ending prohibition. The only thing is that fear about what people will do with the newfound freedom to use drugs. And I argue that the use of drugs, the altering of one's state of consciousness, is not inherently a bad thing. In point of fact, to me, my drug use that I have used as an adult has been, you know, one of the most, in several instances, some of the most important times in my life. I mean, taking MDMA for the first time was a life-changing experience for me in a very good, in a very positive way.
But I think that that's something that one needs to really research, really be prepared for. This isn't just, hey, kids, grab these pills that somebody calls MDMA, because that could be a terrible thing. Yeah, that's a terrible idea.
I'm only saying that because I know I actually had taken MDMA, and a lot of people who buy ecstasy today aren't getting MDMA, or they're getting it mixed with other things.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, they may not even really know what it's like to use MDMA because they may not have ever had it. I mean, the black market is that bad in some parts in this country to where the real stuff doesn't even come around. But you can go online, places like Silk Road, and you can order drugs there that are much more likely to be what they're actually advertised as opposed to some shady guy on the street corner or in the corner of a club or something like that. But my point being that, you know, I kind of believe there's a bit of a conspiracy theory around drug prohibition, and that is that I think that one of the reasons why drugs are illegal is because the people in the states, the people in seats of power do not want people to learn some of the things that they can learn by taking some of these drugs. They don't want them to experience the things that they could experience. Like, you know, MDMA is an empathogen. It is something that can help you empathize with other human beings. It brings you closer to your fellow man. And that, I think, is an invaluable experience for a lot of people who have been, you know, pushed apart throughout their lives. They've had tough relationships. They've hated. They've been angry. They've been screwed over by people, or they look over at other people in other countries as being different or somehow inferior to them. And I think MDMA can break a lot of that down and wash it away with one dose. 855-450-FREE. We'll come back with more, but yeah, you do need to be careful. We'll talk about it.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Whoa! This is big! not just big, it's the Freeze-Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze-Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want toll-free at 855-450-FREE. We've still got news about the TSA on the way here tonight. We've kind of detoured into a discussion based on a call. I wasn't planning on talking about this, but a caller called in earlier. He was concerned. He's okay with the idea of legalization, like philosophically. He understands that prohibition doesn't work, and he gets it. But on the other hand, there was some concern, some trepidation about people using drugs and concern about drugs being bad for society. And I think that drug abuse is bad for anybody. I think drug abuse is a personal tragedy that you need to get help with if you're having. Now, whether it's alcohol abuse or MDMA or whatever, I mean, there are a lot of things out there that somebody could abuse and that could do some damage to their body and do some damage to their mind, at least temporarily.
Sure, but I think there's a lot of propaganda out there, and it's pictures of these abusers that are put in front of the TV screens mm-hmm. and in front of news stories where people have been arrested for drugs, and then they put someone with a crack pipe right on TV, you know? And it could just be a simple marijuana possession, but if you see those images enough, the way propaganda works, so it's going to make people, even like Brian, who supports ending prohibition, a little bit afraid.
Nobody tells the stories in media about the successful individuals who have used the very same drugs that others have abused. I mean, there's countless people who are successful businessmen, doctors, you know, executives, whatever, who've used a variety of drugs out there. But they've used them in a responsible manner, and they've managed to keep their life together and, you know, use those drugs in a way that has enhanced their lives. What, Steve Jobs, I believe, was famous for saying that LSD, taking LSD was one of the three most important experiences in his entire life. I mean, when somebody in that kind of position can make a statement like that, that should give someone pause.
Only somebody in a position can make a statement like that. Right?
If he was a crackhead on the streets, it wouldn't quite sound the
using
same.
Using LSD was most important thing in my life.
Right? Like, teeth are falling out.
It's only a person like that. And when you see people rise to positions of power, generally, especially, you know, the news tends to pay attention to politicians and people like that that are in positions of power. Those people, highly unlikely to tell you the truth. I mean, it's a politician.
Sure.
It's synonymous with lying. And so you have these business leaders. Usually they're not going to go out on a limb either because they can lose their sweet CEO deal. You know, you have the rare person steps up and says something like that.
I heard there was a CEO at the Porcupine Freedom Festival who smoked out a couple times.
I wouldn't know.
Cannabis. I'm not going to say who it was, but I heard from a reliable source about that one.
It's just accusations at this point.
So, anyway, yeah, you're welcome to share your thoughts, 855-450-FREE. And I was saying earlier that my personal experience with these drugs, and Derek J., I know you've had some experience as well. I don't want to throw you under the bus or anything like that.
Happy to share.
Okay. You know, for me, they've been life-changing in a very positive way. Now, there's risk involved. Like I said before, the black market, you may not get what you were expecting to get. So, you know, learning about testing and making sure that you're getting the quality actual product that you're ordering is very important. And these are smart consumer decisions, right? You know, as a consumer, you want to make sure you're getting the real McCoy. You want to make sure you're getting the right deal from the right buyer or the right seller, etc. And there's new market mechanisms that have come into place to allow that to happen. Silk Road's a great example. Some of the sites that are similar to Silk Road. By the way, freeross.org is where you can go to contribute to help free Ross Ulbricht, who's the man accused of running the Silk Road. That is an aside. So there's new resources to acquire better quality product and better priced product. And also there's more resources now than ever because of the Internet with information about how to use those products in as safe a manner as possible. Because harm reduction says we understand you're going to do something that people, maybe not you, maybe you're nailed to the X and you're straight edge, but a lot of people are going to take some sort of chemical, some kind of stimulus to alter their state of consciousness. Harm reduction accepts that as true and then seeks to find ways to make sure that that is as safe as possible of a process. Of course, Arrowid.org is a great website. That's my go-to site for information about different types of drugs. Erowid.org, Arrowid.org. They've got information about illegal drugs, prescription drugs. There's a whole cornucopia of information there that you can do all the reading that you want to.
The virtual mecca.
From, virtual mecca's quite the
vast cornucopia.
Yeah, but anyway, there's a lot of information. If you're ignorant about drugs, it's your fault. I mean, there's no excuse to not learn as much as you can possibly learn about these things. But what was your experience, Derek? Jamin, positive overall with drugs?
Yeah, absolutely. And it began in college when I became a part of a group called Students for a Sensible Drug Policy.
Yeah.
And I joined up with others who were talking about the idea of ending prohibition and what we can do about that. And I learned about a success story, like you mentioned, of famous people who have used drugs and not been abusers themselves. But there was one founder of Johns Hopkins University and one of the four founders, and he's credited as being one of the fathers of modern surgery. He was a cocaine addict, and he invented morphine in order to wean himself off of his addiction. He was addicted to morphine for 40 years without his colleagues knowing, without it interfering with his work.
That's incredible.
He was a successful, well-established founder of a university that is currently, you know, one of the best in the country. So people can have successful careers and lives and still be drug users.
The inventor of LSD, or the discoverer of LSD, Albert Hoffman, I think lived to 100.
So. Yes, and he said he had thousands of trips in his lifetime.
Really?
Yeah, so, I've had wonderful experiences on all drugs that I've used to make sure that they're safe, of course, beforehand, but
it's always been an experience of feeling connected with other people, with the earth, with the universe.
I think that's one of the reasons why it's so dangerous to the status quo. And I don't know if I would have the same viewpoint about connectedness, as you just mentioned, people being connected to one another and everything being connected, all that. Everything is one. These ideas, I don't think those would have flown with me had I not taken psychedelic drugs during my life, because to me that the experiences I've had on psychedelics have solidified those ideas. It made them so crystal clear to me. I think that is a danger, because the state wants you to be separated from people. The people in the state want you to feel disconnected. They want you to feel like you're not part of a group, that you're all alone and that you need them. And that I think there's a real danger to the state from people coming to those conclusions.
I don't use illegal drugs, but the way you guys talk about using them, often it reminds me of shaman, that you guys plan these things.
Religious thing for me, absolutely. It's totally...
You're very careful. This isn't the way that I was when I was in high school looking for the very next high. And
for me, taking a half a hit of LSD and just going on a bike ride on a Sunday afternoon is a great time.
That could be a religious experience.
It absolutely is. Yeah,
yeah. I felt the same way in traveling or using these things. It's almost like a reminder that I am just a ghost inhabiting this human body, and it can be many different types of experiences. It's not just this one rigid reality that's handed to me through the TV and the newspapers, I'm part of creating this reality, and I never really knew that in the same way as before taking things like LSD.
Yeah, and I know that, when we're talking about this, I don't know if we're talking over other people's heads. I hope we're not. And Mark, you're kind of here as the ground. You're grounded in reality. but I remember when I was listening to Cody kind of explain, he took DMT for the first time last week, kind of explaining
dimethyltryptamine.
Yeah, how it was that affected him and what he was feeling after that. I could understand what he was saying, but I found myself wondering, what would the old Ian, from 15 years ago, who was hearing the very same conversation, think about the things he was saying?
That troubles me, because I know what the old Derek would say. Oh, that's mumbo jumbo. Yeah. He has no idea what he's talking
crazy
about.
Crazy drug addict.
Yeah, I know I would dismiss it. And that troubles me, because I don't think that experience should be like a truth claim. Just because I experience something doesn't make it necessarily true, right?
That's true.
So I don't have any way to judge if this is an objective reality or not.
You can't, and you can never judge that, right? Like, that was one of the points Cody was making, and I've made on this show before, is you can't even prove you're here. I mean, you can't prove this isn't all a computer simulation.
Oh, swell.
But you just kind of have to accept it because, well, it's apparent. It appears that everything's here and real. 855-450-FREE. You can take control here on Free Talk Live. But how do you get objective on that? I don't think it's possible. It's Free Talk Live.
Business owners, listen up.
Give me an L.
Give me another L.
Give me a C.
What's that spell?
Incorporation. Protection. Success. Incorporate your business.
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. So you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home. Protect your car. Protect your life savings. Call 1-800-915-2955 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation. Protection. Success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-915-2955. That's 1-800-915-2955.
You've been lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because Wall Street's 401k and other investment plans have failed millions of Americans. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I've discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money up to 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call now to talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to potentially build $1 million tax-free retirement income, get potential 12 to 17% returns, and never lose when the next crash hits. Call 888-885-8820 and discover this tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow rich. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling. Call 888-885-8820. 888-885-8820. Again, that's 888-885-8820.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control toll free here. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about drug use versus abuse, harm reduction, how to use drugs if you're going to safely. There's research you can do, and I would recommend you do it.
More safely.
At aeroid.org, E-R-O-W-I-D.org. Great site to go and learn more about things you might be considering doing. There's some great trip reports on there, as well as frequently asked questions. There's more information about the old favorites, you know, like the drugs have been around for a long time, LSD, MDMA, stuff like that, mushrooms, kind of the classics, if you will. The newer drugs like the synthetics or prescriptions, there's not as much out there. There's not as much experience that people have with them. So, you know, your mileage may vary as far as what you're considering taking, how much information's out there. But
and there's plenty of warnings, too. Yeah. So, you know, consider.
There's certainly more information now than ever before. So do your own due diligence and do the research before you decide to take the plunge. But I don't agree that drugs are inherently bad. I think that, you know, like a lot of things in life, drugs, like technology, for instance, it's a double-edged sword. Drugs can be abused, and yeah, that can destroy lives and really make things bad for people, no doubt about it. And so can technology. Technology can be used to destroy, like with drones that are bombing people, but technology can also be used to create. And the same thing, drugs can also be used to create unique experiences, opening up your mind to different levels of perception, conclusions that you may not have come to previously. Of course, it's certainly been known for a long time that some artists, lots of artists are known for, some of them known for taking
mind-altering drugs and then creating
programmers. Anybody who creates something, it seems like they, you know, people that, though people in those fields tend to report some sort of freedom around, you know, coming up with new ideas.
I think outside of the box, so to speak.
I guess.
Let's go to Nathan. He's in Texas on Skype. Nathan, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Derek, Jay, and Mark.
Evening, guys.
Hey. What's on your mind?
Well, first of all, it does stand for Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds is LSD, just in case anyone still had any doubts about that.
Lysergic dithalamide acid.
Okay. You're talking about the Beatles song. Go ahead.
Indeed. So I was thinking about what Derek said about the nature of reality, and this came up in the conversation on Cody's show, Cody O'Connor, on Off the Air Live, and I was questioning something you had said where you'd taken, I believe it was MDMA, and or no, it was LSD, and then you came to have a belief that you did not require sleep and time didn't exist.
Yes, thank you for bringing this up, Nathan. I wasn't thinking about this one. Yeah,
that was the most horrifying experience I've ever had, but I don't...
Well, it wasn't great for me either.
Yeah, I don't...
Before you rebut it, let me state the claim. So the worry here is that you may become, or the user may become, disconnected from reality in a way. And I think that's what Derek was getting at, that there's this kind of, it's a comforting feeling to imagine there's this objective reality out there that you kind of ground you in. Because if you get separated from that, it's kind of like being on the sea in a boat at night with no stars and no guide on where to go, right? You're sort of rudderless and have no direction. And I think that's the fear that you might have an experience like that where you kind of get lost and then you have an experience that does not correspond to any kind of reality. In this case, you imagine something that does not accord with reality, that you didn't need sleep.
Yeah, that was a fatal mistake. And
it wasn't fatal.
Well, luckily it didn't end up being fatal, but it was pretty bad, and it was a horrifying, frightening experience, but also an enlightening one.
Upsetting for all involved.
Yeah, a lot of people had a tough time dealing with me on that, but ultimately I don't blame the drug as much as I blame myself in that instance for staying awake, and I think it was the lack of sleep over multiple days that resulted in some of the most powerful hallucinations I've ever experienced.
Mm-hmm. You thought that you were in the Matrix, and the only way I could get you to do things was to tell you the Trinity told you to do it. At one point, after I finally had gotten him to sleep, and then some jackhole slammed a door and woke him up, then his hands froze in sort of claw-like fashion. Well, he's he looked like he was just tensed up, and he claimed to me afterwards that what he was trying to do was to hold on to time to keep it from moving, progressing. But all I had was a person who looked like they had, just been shocked by an electrical socket and they couldn't move. They looked like a dead gerbil in the middle of the road. except that his teeth were gritted. There was nothing I could do with this guy. Finally, had to take him to the hospital. After a antipsychotic shot, he came right out of it. Now, notice the way I tell this story. Completely different than what you're getting from Ian.
I don't know what you mean by that.
No, that was...
I said it was horrifying and terrible.
The atmosphere around the telling, I think, is different.
Well, yeah, he was in a different position then. He was the one on the bed.
Right. Holding time.
A lot of it I don't really remember.
The Trinity told
of.
Him to.
Yeah. I remember some of it, but not all of it.
Do you remember standing at the top of the stairs with nothing but a towel tied around your neck?
I think
vaguely.
I think Nathan is hitting on an important point, that it's comfortable for people to believe that this reality is all there is, and that's how it is, and it's always been that way. But I think drugs, especially drugs like LSD, do challenge that belief.
I like the reality of Ian with his pants on. That's my favorite one.
Hey, well, leave it up to your imagination. It could be a crazy. It could be a very different world.
That's the problem.
I like the practice of imagining a better world, and I think that these types of drugs help unleash one's imagination in those types of ways.
Yeah, and by the way, that was many years ago now, 7 years, I think, at this point, since that happened. And I've done plenty of drugs since that time.
Not with my knowledge originally, because I had laid down an ultimatum, you don't do LSD again or I leave.
Whoa.
But he just, of course, that's not going to stop him. That's going to make him go out and do some more.
But, yeah, so, I mean, I've done it plenty of times since then, and I've always been very aware that sleep is important, and I haven't had that problem since.
Good.
So I guess it's important what you said about, you know, not being in a negative place, because if you're taking these reality-altering substances or whatever, then the negativity in yourself could manifest in various ways.
Oh, absolutely.
Kind of
sounded
like what you were saying.
Yeah, I would never want to be going into an experience like that in an angry state or in a fearful state at all, because those feelings could manifest much, much more strong than you were already experiencing them. And that could result in a really bad trip.
Mm-hmm.
So, Nathan, anything else you want to share tonight?
No, just catch Cody O'Connor at Off the Air Live on Thursdays and Saturday nights on LRN.fm.
Great idea. Thanks for the call, Nathan. Appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to James in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live. James.
Mark, you already live in a tolerant and diverse society in both content and character. So in other words, a heterogeneous one. And one would need not advocate for drug use to rid our civilization of so-called homogeneity. So, but I would submit to you, if the whole world were to have a universal indicator and to tune in and to drop out on just one hit of Pop Off the Bong Air Live, my fellow non-druggies, Mark, I will submit to you that a supermajority of planet Earth would be a vehemently anti-drug after listening to Cody O'Connor dig cheese through superior MMAADD. Yeah, the dude is an embarrassment to the liberty movement. And he does like to blow up the bong all day, obviously, Ian. And it does the liberty movement a disservice to have that dope peddler on your network. No wonder why he censors my call.
Cody's a dope peddler now?
Well, he's claiming that he peddles the idea of using drugs.
I'm not sure what your last question was.
Agree with me that the planet Earth, if they all had a universal indicator and listened to that goat for just one segment, that no wonder why billions of people think clandestine or whatever you want to call them, narcotics should be illegal. And I'm not with them in mind and spirit, but I know where they're coming from, Mark, and Ian, and DJ.
Have you ever had a drink? Have you ever had a drink of alcohol?
This is great how you do this. You switch the subject to some other poison. Again,
this
I'm
is the same subject.
Derek.
This is on topic.
Derek, I'm libertarian. I actually do support a person's right to drink some whiskey every night if they want to.
Well, you're not answering the question.
Or smoke a bowl. It's a non sequitur, Ian. And DJ, for God's sake, stop doing drugs, because then you would be able to have a conversation with somebody. Please.
Well, he's trying to have a conversation with
you
and answer my question by asking you a question. James.
I don't support prohibition against drugs or alcohol.
Finally, something we can agree on. Thanks for the call. 855-450-FREE. I'm going to go out on a limb. Because he said he's a libertarian, he's probably had a drink. Yeah. It just seems like libertarians like to drink.
There seem to be a lot of people, a lot of them that smoke cigarettes, too. He's positing a thesis that the world would take libertarians more seriously if we didn't talk about drugs. And it's one of the sides of the argument inside the Libertarian Party.
Ron Paul advocated for legalized heroin on the stage during the Republican... Okay, but still, they took him seriously, I would hope. Some people did. Hour 3 is on the way. It's Free Talk.
You know Bellawood Flooring for its beauty and durability. And now at Lumber Liquidators, Bellawood Flooring is on sale. Get 10% off every Bellawood pre-finished floor, including solid hardwood, ultra-strand bamboo, and Bellawood mat with a unique oil-finished look. Save big on pre-finished hardwood at just $169 a square foot and Black Forest laminate for only 49 cents. So go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find a store nearest you. Over 70 flooring deals and special 12-month financings available. But hurry, this sale ends Tuesday.
Rising gas prices taking a bite out of your travel budget? Here's something to chew on. You can get more mileage from your travel dollar by staying at America's Best Value Inn, where you'll enjoy free continental breakfast, HBO, and internet at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Plus, join our free value club for room discounts, upgrades, and other instant rewards. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com. With value in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Yum. little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.